The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design by Jonathan Wells, Ph.D. Continued. Disc 5. Chapter 13. To Teach or Not to Teach. Guess what? Teaching students the evidence for and against Darwinism is not the same as teaching intelligent design. The U.S. Congress has officially endorsed teaching students the full range of scientific views about Darwinian evolution. When Ohio adopted science standards recommending a critical analysis of evolution, the Darwinists waged a relentless campaign until the critical analysis was dropped. They are now trying to do the same in Kansas. Despite the alarmist rhetoric of some Darwinists, there are no organized efforts in the United States, not even by biblical creationists, to ban Darwinism from public school science classrooms. As we have seen, there are serious problems with the evidence for Darwinism, and a significant number of scientists acknowledge this fact. Should biology teachers be permitted, encouraged, or even required to inform students of those problems? A separate question is, should teachers be permitted, encouraged, or required to include intelligent design in biology classes as a possible alternative to Darwinism? Although some Darwinists claim that teaching the scientific controversy over Darwinism is the same as teaching intelligent design, it clearly is not. A Tale of Two Teachers. About an hour and a half north of Seattle lies Burlington, Washington. In May 1998, the local newspaper carried a front-page story titled, "Teacher's Approach Reignites Debate on Evolution." For several years, biology teacher Roger DeHart had been teaching students the required curriculum about evolution, but he had also been mentioning intelligent design. Asked about the practice, DeHart said, "I'm just saying, here's another way of interpreting the issue, so that you understand the issues well enough to know both sides. My personal opinion should stay out of this." Some of DeHart's former students confirmed that he was fair to both sides and offered no personal opinions. DeHart had the support of his school administrators and local school board, but the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, claimed that his practice amounted to religious proselytizing that violates both state and federal laws. The school district caved in to pressure from the ACLU, the National Center for Scientific Education, NCSC, and local atheists. DeHart was ordered to stop mentioning intelligent design, though he was told in 2001 that he could request approval to use supplementary materials critical of some of the evidence for Darwinian evolution. When DeHart submitted such materials, however, from mainstream science publications such as American Biology Teacher, Natural History, The Scientist, and Nature, he was denied permission to use or even mention them.